भवतु सहनोभुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्
Verse number 37 of chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Hato va prapasi swargam jitva va bhukchase mahim tasma duttishta kaunteya yuddhaya krita nischaya. Hato va prapasi swargam. O Arjun, if you are killed in battle, what will you get? Swarga. You will get heaven. Jitva va bhocchase mahim, if you win this battle, what will happen? Mahim, the whole of earth, the whole kingdom you will get. Tasmat, therefore, concluding his argument, tasmat, therefore, uttishta, get up kaunteya, yuddhaya kritanischaya, and take a decision that you will fight. Get up and fight. How you should fight that battle? Next question. How we should do our obligatory duties? The dialogue is in between Lord Krishna and Arjun. Where it is happening? It is happening in the battlefield. Therefore, Lord is saying, Oh Arjun, get up and fight. Get up and fight. How you should fight? Now Lord is going to tell. How we should do our obligatory duty? Applicable to us. Don't think this is applicable to Arjun in the battlefield. We are also in the battlefield. We also have got the obligatory duty to what? Our family, to our society, to nation, to state, to universe, to everybody. We have got obligatory duty. How to do this obligatory duty, very, very important, very practical, applicable to each one of us. How to do our obligatory duty. Says, sukha dukhe same kritva labha labhau jaya jau tato yuddhaya yujyasva naiva papam avapsasi. Naivam papam. You see the third benefit. First benefit was if you fight the battle, if you win, then you enjoy the kingdom. If you die, you get swarga. And if you fight, no sin, no papam, no sins accrue. But how you have to fight? Sukha dukhe same kritva labha labhau jaya. Whenever we do any action, what will happen? Either jaya, victory, or defeat. Success or failure. When success or failure comes, what will happen? There will be gain or loss. If there is a gain or loss, there will be sukh and dukh. There will be joy and sorrow. So if by an action I am successful, I gain, I get sukh, joy. Is it clear? Sequence is clear. By my action, by doing my obligatory duty, if I am successful, I gain something. If I gain something, that means I am dukhi. I am sukhi. Good. You are attentive. Yes. If by performing my obligatory duty, I am not successful. I am losing something. Losing something means I am feeling sorrow. But Lord says, Samekritva, Tattoha Yuddhaya Yujjasaha. Tattoha means then. First we have to do this step. What is the first step? Samekritva. Same means remaining same. Remaining same. This Sukh Dukh Sam has come in verse number 15 also. Chapter 2, open verse number 15. Lord says, Sam Dukha Sukham Dhiram So Amritatvaya Kalpate. Definition of a Dhiram, definition of a wise person. Who is a wise person? Sam Dukha Sukham. Who is Sam? Who is same in both joy and sorrow? He is wise. According to whom? Lord Krishna. Who is Lord Krishna? Jagat Guru. What is our position? When happiness comes or when sorrow comes, what happens? Are we some? Are we same? So can we call ourselves dhira, intelligent? Bolo bhai, why are you feeling shy? I'm not saying. Definition of dhiram according to Jagat Guru Krishna. You can open and see. Sam dukkha sukham dhiram. Who is the dhir? Who is an intelligent person? Who is sam? Same in sukh and dukkha. Saha amritataya kalpate means he will get amrit. He is fit for getting amrit. He has not got amrit, but he is fit to get that amrit. Here also says, samekritva. Now the question comes, this samekritva has to be done before starting obligatory duty, not during and not after. Not during, not after. Because Lord clearly says, tataha yuddhaya, after doing this thing, then you get up and fight. You get up and fight, man. After doing this adjustment in your mind, then get up and do your duty. Then do your duty. What is this samekritva? This is sadhana. This is practice. Samekritva. How to do this sadhana? Is it like a resolution which we take on the 1st January? That I will not smoke, I will not drink, I will not get angry with my spouse or children, or as teacher has suggested, I will get up in Brahma Muhurt and start my sadhana. We take all these resolutions on the 1st January. It is not like that. I will be some in sukh and dukh. I have taken a resolution. First day on January, you come and touch the feet of teacher, Jagat Guru Krishna. Oh Lord, from today onward, I will not get angry. I will start my sadhana in Brahma Muhurat. Before sunrise, I will get up and start doing sadhana. No, it's not that type of. It is much deeper. Much deeper. It is an adjustment. It is an attitude. It is an attitude. How is that to be done? If in any action locus is I means me, then samatha will never come. Understand? If locus in any action is me, then samatha will not happen. If the locus in action is something higher means something higher than me, my country, my Lord, then samatha will happen. Then samatha will happen. When the locus in an obligatory duty is me, by doing this action, I will be happy, then samta will not happen. Then you will go up and down. We all want to remain same in sukh and dukh, is it not so? We all experience sukh and dukh. How to face challenges in the world, it is written here. It will happen only when the locus of an action is Lord. It is not said that you should do this action, that action, or for making Lord happy. No. Whatever I am doing now, same action, at present I am doing for my happiness. Instead of my happiness, it should be for the happiness of the Lord. Then samta will come, otherwise it will never come. Think over it. After doing this obligatory duty, after keeping your mind sum, after making this adjustment, not resolution, after making that adjustment inside your mind, it is something very deep. It is not superfluous. After making that, do your duty and tell to the Lord, I have done my best. And Gurudev added, leave the rest. So what I have to do? Do your best. Leave the rest. Don't forget about the fruit of action. According to my ability, capacity, I will do my best. That's all. For the happiness of Lord. Okay, so Lord is not interested in what we are doing. He is not interested. He is not interested in sukh and dukh also. He is not interested in my paap and punya also. He never takes anybody's paap, he never takes anybody's punya. We studied in Vivek Churamani. He never takes anybody's paap or not. He has not never takes any punya also. So what he takes? What is his interest? His means Lord's interest. So Lord's interest is only the bhakti. Lord is infinite. He is not interested in finite karma and the finite fruit of karma. Are you getting it? Who is Lord? Lord is infinite. Infinite Lord is not interested in finite action and the finite fruit of action. We offer fresh, fragrant flowers to Lord. He is not interested in that. He knows these flowers will become stale in the evening and the Pandit will throw away again. He is interested in how we offer that flower to Lord. Lord is going to take only the bhakti part, the devotion part. How are we offering that flower to Lord? This is just an example. Apply it to your all actions. In all our actions, he is going to take the bhakti, the devotion, the love with which we are doing that action. The love. All my actions are for his happiness, for Lord's happiness. So he will take the love, the bhakti, devotion out of that karma. He is not interested in karma. He is not interested in the karma fall also, fruit of action also. He is not interested in that. So, every action of a karma yogi is a success. Every action of a karma yogi is a success. Because Lord is happy with the bhakti content in that. Karma yogi never fails. We will see that and we will prove that Karma Yogi never fails. He is always successful because it is done with the devotion to the Lord. So what we have to do? Convert all our actions into bhakti. Convert all our actions into bhakti. This is what we have to do. We all have got duties toward the world, toward ourselves, toward family. Convert into bhakti. Convert into bhakti means always remember with this action whether Lord will be happy or not. Ask yourself. Whatever you are doing, ask yourself with my this action whether Lord is happy or not. Immediately you will get answer. Immediately you will get answer by my this duty, what I am doing, whether the Lord will be happy or not. So what is the intention of Bhagwan? Bhagwan's intention is to make karma, all our action, as a sadhana. All our actions become sadhana only. And when we do all these actions in this way, there is no vasana formed. We will see the science behind this, why the vasanas are not formed. We have heard this word many times, vasana, 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 vasana. When we are doing any action for our own satisfaction, vasanas are formed. Same action, when we are doing for the happiness of the Lord, no vasanas are formed. This is a science. You have to understand it. Otherwise, you will never do Karma Yoga. The impurity of mind is vasana in us. The job of a human life is, the goal of a human life is to remove this vasana. This is our goal. How we can remove it? Only by karma yoga. We are acting in the world without studying Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, what we have done? We have accumulated vasana. This accumulation is not good like your accumulation of wealth, which you think gives you joy. This accumulation of vasana will give you a cycle of birth and death. Is it clear? So we have to reduce this vasana. And there is only one method, and this method is only suggested in Bhagavad Gita. In no other religion they have suggested this thing. We can reduce vasana only by doing karma yoga. Karma yoga is doing your obligatory duty. Doing obligatory duty means doing obligatory duty for the happiness of the Lord, not for my happiness. Only this much. Okay. Therefore, in Upadeshar it is said, Ishwararpitam, Nechayakritam, Chitta Sodakam, Mukti Sadhanam. Ishwar arpitam, all the actions should be for the happiness of the Lord. Nechyakritam, not for my happiness. This will what happen? Chitta sodakam, it will purify my mind. When mind is purified, mukti sadhanam, it will give me mukti. So two important steps are there. One is the purification of mind. Second is atmagyan. Okay. Lord has given already Lord has given atmagyan. From verse number 11 to 38, it's the Atma Gyan. But nothing happened. Arjun was also sitting there, didn't get up to fight. We all are also coming to the class again. Nothing happened because I taught you 11 to 38 also. Mukti didn't happen. Okay, so Lord is suggesting, Arjun, don't fight for gain, fight for me. You see, Gandhiji fought freedom struggle. The purpose was what? It was not for himself, it was for the country. Purpose was higher. So when we are acting for something higher ideal, mind purifies. What is higher than even country? Is the Lord. Therefore, Lord is saying again and again, you do action for me. Gandhiji accepted ahimsa, Bhagat Singh accepted hinsa. Both were fighting for country. Gandhi said non-violence. And where Bhagat Singh? Hinsa, violence. But purpose of both them by? Serving the country, purifying the mind. So do karma yoga, love your duty, don't do for own pleasure, accept result as a prasad. And Gurudev in his commentary writes, the attempt to keep samta is to act detached from ego. I repeat, the attempt to keep samata is to act detached from ego. I am doing action not for my happiness. I am detaching from my ego. I am doing action for his happiness. Then only samta will come. Otherwise, samta is not going to come. Okay, verse number 39. Shloka number 39.
एषा ते विहिता सांख्ये बुद्धियोगे त्विमां शृणु बुद्ध्या युक्तो यया पार्थ
कर्मबंधं प्रहास्यसि
एषा ते विहिता सांख्ये बुद्धिर्योगे त्विमां शृणु बुद्ध्या युक्तो यया पार्थ कर्मबंधं प्रहास्यसि
एषा ते अभिता सांख्ये सांख्ये दिस इज डिक्लेयर्ड इन सांख्ये इन द आत्मज्ञान बुद्धि योगे तुम सुनो नाउ लिसन अबाउट बुद्धि योग बुद्धि योग सी व्हाट इज बुद्धि योग बुद्धा युक्त यया पार्थ हैविंग नोन दिस विथ दिस विजडम हैविंग नोन दिस विजडम व्हाट विल हैपन कर्म बंधम प्रहास्यसी बॉन्डेज ऑफ कर्म विल कास्ट ऑफ देर विल नॉट बी एनी बॉन्डेज ऑफ action. Okay. So this which has been taught to thee is wisdom concerning Sankhya, Atma. Now listen to the wisdom concerning Yoga. Having known which Partha, you shall cast off bondage of action. Partha, Pa plus Artha. Pa stands for, Pa represents Paramatma. Artha means who seeks Paramatma. So Partha means seeker of Paramatma. So by that definition, we all are? Bolo bhai, we all are Partha, we want Paramatma. Partha. Okay. Sankhya doesn't mean the Sankhya darshan here. There are six darshans. They are Nyaya darshan, Vaisheshika darshan, Yoga darshan, Sankhya darshan, Purva Mimansa, Uttar Mimansa. We are not talking about that. Sankhya means here Upanishad. What is the subject matter of Upanishad? Subject matter of Upanishad is Atman. By studying Upanishad, what will I get? Atman. So Sankhya means what? Sankhya means Upanishad. Upanishad means Atma. So Sankhya means Atma. So Lord is saying that I have already taught you Atmagyan. That is over. Atmagyan is already given to you. The concern of Arjun was that two concerns were there. One was the death, another was shok, grief. And Lord has already said, Jatasya Dhruva Mitu, one who is born, he will die. And also said there cannot be grief. From different levels he proved there cannot be grief. From the Atma level, no grief. Jivatma level, no grief. From body level, no grief. From Swadharma level, no grief. From Shishtachar, no grief. And if you don't act, what you will get? You will get infamy. Akirti you will get. So there is no question of grief. So Lord has given Atmagyan, but Arjun did not get up to fight. Now it is the duty of teacher to see that the Shishya understands Atmagyan. It did not happen. For some reason it did not, the Atmagyan did not happen. And what is that reason? Now you can tell why Atmagyan didn't happen. Why Atmagyan didn't happen to us? We also, mind is not ready. There is impurity in mind. That impurity of mind is vasana is there. Mind is not prepared. So here, Lord is saying, I have given you Sankhya Buddhi, Atma Buddhi. About the Atman I have already told you. Now I am going to tell you about the Yoga Buddhi. How you will get united to that. At the end of each chapter, there is a Puspika Vakya. Brahma Vidyayam, Yoga Sastre. What is this Gita? It is a Brahma Vidya. Atmagyan is there. And how to get it? Yoga Sastre. Yoga means unite. How you will unite with that? That is also said here. Here also in this slok, Lord is telling that I am now going to tell you the Yoga Buddhi, how you will get united to that. Srinu, it is very important. Please listen. Tu means is very, very important word here in this verse. Because Yoga Buddhi and Sankhya Buddhi, these are two different things. They are not same thing. Sankhya Buddhi is Atmagyan. Yoga Buddhi is Karma Yoga. Sankhya Buddhi is Atmagyan. Yoga Buddhi is Karma Yoga. Atmagyan is about the absolute reality. Karma Yoga belongs to imperial world. They are two different things. Lord is saying, Srinu, O Arjun, be attentive. Lord did not use the word Srinu while he was giving Atmagyan. When you go home, you check from 11 to 38, never Lord said Srinu. And at that point of time, Arjun was really not attentive. It is this sloka which he did not understand properly, and after chapter completion of chapter 2, when chapter 3 begins, he says, Lord, I have got a question. You have praised Atmagyan also, you are praising Karma Yoga also. What is this? And you are telling me to do karma? This ghor karma you are telling me to do? If they are two different paths, then I should have a choice. I will study only 11 to 38. Why should I study rest of Bhagavad Gita? Not required. Not required. Here he slipped, because these two items, these two topics are altogether different. Atmagyan is the reality, the truth, the knowledge of the self. And Karma Yoga, Buddhi Yoga, Buddhi Yoga is Karma Yoga. And Karma Yoga is about this empirical world. How to act in this world is Karma Yoga. Buddha Yukta Yaya Partha, if you want to unite with the self, follow Yoga Buddhi. You have to follow it. There is no way out. Karma Bandham Prahasyasi. If you follow Karma Yoga, you will be free from the bondage of action. You see, the Karma Bandhan we have to understand, it never ceases. Your account of karma continues. Your life after life. your bank account will cease here. You can close your bank account before death also. Anytime you can close one account here, open somewhere else. Is it not so? You can do it. Or if you don't close your account, it will be automatically closed at the time of death. Your successor will go and say to the bank, he is no more. Please remove this name. They will remove your name. But account of your karma, good karma and bad karma, it will continue life after life. How bandhan happens? When we are doing karma for our own satisfaction, egocentric, for satisfaction of my ego, for worship of my ego, there is a bandhan, there is a bondage. And when I do a karma, fruit of action comes. When fruit of action comes, I either like it or I don't like it. So we have got a long list of likes and dislikes. And this list is altogether different from one person to another. What I may like, you may not like. Somebody likes smoking, other person hate it. So this list of likes and dislikes is different for each person. Karma bandham prahasisi. So doer has to be enjoyer. What I am doing now is associated with the ego. Just now I said karma yoga is trying to disassociate yourself from ego. What we are doing, we are not doing karma yoga. We are doing karma. That means we are associated with the doer, karta. Doer has to be enjoyer also. Doer has to be enjoyer also. If the fruit of action is going to come after 100 lives, the doer has to take birth 100 times. Are you getting it? When Bhishma Pitama was lying on the bed of arrows, he asked Lord Krishna, I have not done nothing wrong in 60 lives. Why I am lying on the bed of this arrow? He said, in the 61st birth you did something like this. Therefore you are suffering. The idea to tell you, the doer has to be enjoyer and he has to be born that number of times to be enjoyer of his fruit of action. Karma account will not end by death. It will continue. But with the knowledge of self, with the knowledge of the self, you can cut this chain. How the knowledge of self will happen? When the mind is purified. Can I reverse it? First Atmagyan, after that purification, it did not work in the case of Arjun. Is it working for you? No. Only two steps. You cannot change the sequence also. First, you have to purify your mind. And what is the way of purifying the mind? What is karma yoga? How are we acting in the world? For whose happiness? No, you are not acting for the happiness of the Lord. You are acting for your own happiness. That is the thing which you have to adjust. Therefore, it was said, Ishwararpitam Nechyakritam Chitta Sodakam Mukti Sadakam. So, Karma Yoga is the means for Atmagyan. Always remember. Karma Yoga is the means for Atmagyan. Yoga Buddhi is the means for Sankhya Buddhi. Yoga Buddhi, Karma Yoga is the means for Sankhya Buddhi. That means Atmagyan. Okay, now the Lord is telling. No, something more I have to tell you. See, when we are thinking about the Lord and doing action, what happens? What type of vasanas are formed? Understand this. This is a science. If we are doing for the happiness of the Lord, continuously we are thinking of Lord, the vasana of Lord will come. Are you understanding? Physically we are doing, by body we are doing something action in the world, but we are thinking by this action whether the Lord will be happy or not. So continuously the vasana means the imprint, impressions of the Lord will be there. Okay. So we get joy when we are doing karma yoga. This joy is not because of the action. Understand, very subtle thing. When we do karma yoga, we get joy. We get joy. It is not because of the action. It is because of the mind is associated with the Lord. Mind is associated with the Lord. That is why we are getting joy from the Lord. Who is Lord? He is Sachidananda. He is Sachidananda. So we are enjoying that joy. And it purifies our mind. And how you see the Mahatma, they explain this concept beautifully. How the Mahatma, Thakur Ramakrishna used to say, hold on to the feet of the Lord with the one hand and do the karma with the other hand. He did not. Same karma. Hold on to the feet of the Lord means think about the Lord while doing the acting in the world. And with another hand, you act in the world. You act in the world. And then he suggested, then when your obligatory duties are over, then what you are supposed to do? Hold on to the feet of the Lord with your both hands. Think now what we are doing. While acting in the world, are we holding on the feet of the Lord with one hand? Are we thinking about the Lord? Bolo bhai. No. When you do karma yoga, you are continuously thinking about the Lord. Continuously you are thinking about the Lord. When you hold on to the feet of the Lord, what happens is your hand becomes God-kissed, as if you are acting in the world with the gloves. You are no more tainted, no more vasana form. See? How beautifully Mahatma ji explained by simple things. So this way, Lord says, try to act, fulfill your obligatory duties, always remembering Lord. Out of that, Lord is going to take something. What is that something? It is my devotion toward the Lord. At this point of time, we are not doing karma yoga. We are doing only karma. There is no devotion in that. So what Lord will take from there? There is nothing to take. Lord is not going to take my action or the fruit of action. If the same action which I am doing now, if it is associated with the Lord, if it is for His happiness, so Lord will take the devotion part. My karma becomes puja for the Lord. Okay, more glory about karma yoga. Verse 40.